Chapter 13 Over the next few days, Pinkie Pie and Songbird Serenade used every spare moment they had to search for clues that might lead them to information regarding the Pandora box. They had little to go on except the fact that Lyra and Bon Bon were positive that it was somewhere in the stable center. But as the Glammy Awards edged closer day by day, Pinkie Pie and Songbird Serenade still had nothing. They'd searched every inch of the theater, trying to appear as inconspicuous as possible. Luckily, every pony else was so wrapped up in the coming show that they hardly noticed the duo slinking around. Or if they did, they probably thought it was some other new, weird part of Songbird's performance revamp. In addition to the search, rehearsals had become even more intense. Each of the Pop Pony of the Year nominees, along with their entourages, were expected to put in extra hours of work. Along with all the last-minute choreography changes and costume fittings, there were also interviews with media outlets and magazines such as Pegasus Weekly, Mare Eclair, and Ponies. Every pony was overwhelmed. When Jeweltone requested an afternoon off to go swimming at the hotel pool, Jazzhoof firmly denied her request. Every pony got the sense that Jazzhoof was pushing them even harder than usual this year. Every day, he demanded more and more from the nominees, but no pony could figure out why. Every day, he ran around in his brightly colored jumpsuits, barking orders and being unsatisfied with most of what he saw. One morning, Pinkie Pie was tying her bushy mane up into a bun in the dressing room when she overheard Ritzy Rose, Jeweltone, and Moonlight Melody gossiping about him. They hadn't noticed Pinkie Pie, so she slunk into a rack of costumes to watch and listen. "I think Jazzhoof is losing his mind, 'cause they're firing him after this year," whispered Jeweltone. "He's trying to make a splash before he leaves. That's why everything has to be perfect." "They are?" Moonlight Melody gasped, mid-lipstick application. "But he's been the face of the Glammy since I was a filly."
"Apparently, Countess Coloratura said something to the producers last year about his ideas being old and unoriginal. Even though that isn't very nice, I sort of agree," added Ritzy Rose. "Don't you?"
"Oh, yes," Jeweltone nodded in agreement. She used her magic to pin a star-shaped clip into her shiny teal mane and inspected herself in the lighted mirror.
"Jazzhoof is old news. He forced that whole musical menagerie theme on us, and now he's overdoing it again. No wonder I've never even come close to winning Pop Pony of the Year. It's because my act is all over the place."
"It's kind of crazy," Moonlight gave a devious little chuckle, "that even though we don't like Ra-Ra, maybe she did us all a favor."
Ritzy Rose lowered her voice and raised her eyebrows. A tiny smile danced on her painted lips.
"At least now we're all thinking out of the box on that topic, and we can guarantee that this year's award show is going to be epic, no matter what."
The three ponies cackled with laughter, even though it didn't sound like a joke to Pinkie Pie. Then they trotted out of the room together.
Out of the box.
Something pinged in Pinkie Pie's head. Was it possible that Ritzy Rose could be referring to the stolen Pandora box that Lyra and Bon Bon had been searching for? Ritzy did seem to have a nasty attitude from the start. Maybe she was the pony who was bent on ruining the awards. Pinkie Pie tore out of the dressing room to go find Songbird and report her most recent findings. But when Pinkie found her new comrade, she was deep in conversation with Crownpiece. Pinkie Pie and Songbird had agreed not to reveal anything to the poor assistant because she was already so stressed out as it was. The circles under Crownpiece's eyes were getting darker every day, and her golden mane was looking frizzier by the minute. Plus, Pinkie Pie was super-duper grateful that Crownpiece had contacted Rarity to make a couture dress for Songbird to wear before the big night. Pinkie didn't want to risk overloading Crownpiece and messing that up. The gown should be delivered by tonight, Crown Piece explained, barely looking up from writing in her notebook. Rarity followed your requests perfectly, chic, simple, and understated, with a pop of pink. The assistant passed her boss a steaming cup of tea. Oh, drink this. Dandelion, good for your vocal cords. You're so organized, Crown Piece, Songbird praised, gratefully taking a sip of the hot beverage. I heard you've even been helping out the glammy organizers. Is there anything you can't do? Honestly? Crown Piece smirked. No, probably not. If something is happening around here, you can bet I've had a hoof in it. Actually, that reminds me. I promised I'd help Jazz Hoof and the show producers with the ballot boxes.
Ballot boxes? Pinky interrupted. Is that where ponies vote for their favorite singers?
Mm-hmm, Crown Piece nodded. The way it works is that each box must be enchanted by a unicorn to correctly count the votes and keep it a secret locked inside until the big night. It takes a really long time, and they need all the unicorn power they can get, so I've got to gallop. And then Crown Piece was off again.
Speaking of boxes, Pinkie Pie leaned into Songbird and whispered, I think I have a hot tip in the investigation.
Really? Songbird pushed her bangs away from her face to survey potential eavesdroppers. Daisy Chain and Sapphire Shores were nearby, talking about how it was an honor just to be nominated for a Glammy, let alone win one. A group of security ponies were helping themselves to coffee from the craft services table. And Featherbangs was busy practicing his acceptance speech to himself, blowing the crowd fake kisses and winking. It was too risky here. Come on. Songbird began to trot through the halls to put some distance between them, and Pinky followed dutifully. When they were finally in the hallway behind the dressing rooms, she asked, Okay, what do you have? Pinkie Pie paused for dramatic effect.
Ritzy Rose! I heard her mention the phrase, out of the box. You know, like a monster, coming out of a box.
Pinkie Pie pulled out the worn, folded piece of paper that had been given to her by Lyra and Bon Bon. On it was a drawing of a silver box engraved with intricate crosshatch designs, the elusive Pandora box.
Coincidence? I think not.
A few stage hooves trotted past, pushing a cart carrying Ritzy Rose's brand new replacement sets. Pinky and Songbird shot them smiles and waited till they were gone again.
Ritzy Rose has been acting bitter ever since last year's show, Songbird recalled. She thought for sure she was a horseshoe-in for at least one award, but then Countess Coloratura took home almost everything. She was pretty upset.
Ding!
A bell went off in Pinky's head. She'd heard those ponies talking about Rara, too, not to mention what they'd said about Jazzhoof being fired from his job. Both ponies had reason to be mad at the Glammy Awards. There had to be some connection among Ritzy, Rara, or Jazzhoof in all of this. Pinkie Pie wished she and Songbird had more time to try to understand what exactly was going on, to plot out the dots and their relation to one another. But the truth was, they only had one day left to make them connect.